Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, Freak, thanks for being here. Share, rate, comment on the pod.
The Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
On Mix 107.9. Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
It's Matt Harris and friends. JD's by my side. And so, of course, is Ramona Holloway today. What's the dealio?
The dealio is that I'm below average.
Below average?
I'm below average and I'm okay.
Okay. I've known that for years. Well, about me. Not about you.
Well, do you feel like monetarily you, at this point in your life, are above or below average? Or are you just average?
Well, I mean, average is a weird thing, right? But probably above.
You're above average?
I guess. I mean, I don't feel like it, but I just know that I don't feel above average. I don't. My bank account doesn't say it, but I got to assume that there's a lot of people less off than I am. I
live in Fort Mill.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I'm in Fort Mill, South Carolina. That's what we do.
I mean, it's like
I know Fort Mill. And hello, Ballantyne. Hello, South Park. Hello, Myers Park.
Well, I'm everywhere. I mean, I assume. I hear all the bad stories. I got to assume that I got to be grateful and think that I'm doing okay.
Well, recently, data came out, and this data found that the average 50-something in the United States is living right now in a household with $1 million or more in assets.
Average
50 somethings?
Average is a terrible number then.
What do you mean it's a terrible number? Maybe it's only a terrible number because, you know, some people got divorced and then had to pay alimony started all over again in their finances. Hello, that was me. So, at the age of 40, I started all over again. So maybe the average person who didn't have, like, a major financial reset, like a sickness or a major job or business loss.
They
stayed happily married building assets together, and now they're in their 50s, and they're like, millionaires! Making it rain up in the Walmart!
I think the number's thrown off.
I'm sorry. Target.
I think the number's thrown off. The number's skewed because you have the haves and nabs nots. So it'd be like
that's what an average is.
Yeah. No.
Hello?
No, because like because a mean
the
would be
average
better.
is what you have when you take off those people who skew way high and those skew way low.
So like if you like
you're gonna argue average versus median with me. This is what this conversation means to you.
It does, because I want to feel better about myself. Damn it,
that's not where feeling better about yourself comes from.
Oh, it doesn't?
Okay, because the reality is, no matter what, it's how I feel about it on the inside. If I'm comparing and I gotta argue median versus average, because that's what makes me feel good about myself,
it does.
Is thinking that I'm better than somebody. No. That comes from the inside.
Not better, just okay.
What?
I just want to be okay.
That's my reality today, and obviously...
Yeah, it comes from the inside.
Matt, who wants to be better than us.
I do. I just want to know I'm going to live or not die in the streets.
According to you, you're going to live just fine. Just fine.
Right. You know what? But you know what? I know some people who have... money, like not wealthy, but I consider them well off. And you talk to them about money, and they are like some of the thriftiest people you know.
Sure. See, I feel like I would be that. Well,
and that would be me.
If I was in a lot of money, I'd do that. I would definitely
like people.
Like crazy.
I remember Matt saying to me one time when we were first getting started, like, if you get money, like, you're not going to shop at the thrift stores anymore, right? It was like,
better believe I will.
Of course I am.
If you got to the unlimited money,
I'm going
to
be hooking up with the thrift store lady at the Home and Garden show on Friday up there at the Cabarrus Arena. Like, we're doing the whole, it's not about how much money you have. It's how much shopping prowess you have.
I don't want shopping prowess. I don't want to have to prowl.
Plus, you're the decorating inspo. I don't want cookie cutter. I want something special.
Yeah, I'm okay without being special.
So, if you're okay with what you want to do, you feel good about you,
yeah,
and
you
want to enhance your space, join me. Friday, I will be at the Cabarrus Arena for the Home and Landscape Show. And then Saturday, I'm going to be at Park Expo and Conference Center for the RV Show. So you'll find the details on your Mix 107.9 places, mainly Facebook, though.
It's the Morning Mix.
Mix 107.9.
Matt Harris and JD to my left, Ramona to my right, Ramona Holloway. You can check out her, Ramona Holloway, on the various socials. Oscar nominations were released. It'll be on March 10th. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting again, fourth time. And Oppenheimer.
I don't even know why anybody takes that hosting gig anymore.
Yeah.
They just skewer them afterwards. I mean, it's... They Kimmel, must not read the reviews.
Yeah. Kimmel seems to do all right. Gervais did well when he used to do them.
But he also is in the middle of a little controversy right now.
Yeah.
It's...
Fourth one. As expected, Christopher Nolan's film Oppenheimer. 13 nominations.
Nominations. Just from the title, I don't even know what it's about. But
you
I feel like it would be sad.
You don't know what it's about?
It's about the Manhattan Project.
I know nothing about it. Because the name.
What?
And also, like, the trailer with, it looks all grayish and, like, nothing good is happening in that movie. My mental health.
Benson of the Atomic Bomb.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not investing my tears in Oppenheimer. And I just looked at it. It was like, that is just straight up snotfest in the theater. And when I cry, I can't. Pretty cry. Some people are eye dabbers, and it's really cute and dainty, and people want to hug them. No, yeah. I am a lot of snot, the minute, and then I have to blow my nose, and then the snot won't stop coming. So there's a lot of.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hug me.
Which is a lot of movies.
Nobody wants to hug me.
So Oppenheimer, 13 nominations, followed by Poor Things with Emma Stone, 11. Martin Scorsese's drama Killers of the Flower Moon got 10 nods. I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet, and I really want to.
I haven't seen any of these. I'm waiting for you to get to The Color Purple, because I did see that.
Best Picture, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro with Bradley Cooper, Oppenheimer and Past Lives.
Mm.
Best Actors, Bradley Cooper got a nod, and Paul Giamatti got a nod. And Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright got one for American Fiction. And for Best Actress, Annette Bening for Naiad. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. She's probably the favorite because she won the Golden Globe. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan, who's supposed to be great.
Fantasia! Did Fantasia get a nod?
No. Uh-huh. Emma Stone, Poor Things. Those are your nominees.
I don't think she got nominated for anything.
Those are your nominations, at least for the big ones. Daniel Brooks for The Color Purple got a nomination for Best Actress in a Supporting Role.
She deserves that.
And
as much as Fantasia deserved.
This is The Morning Mix.
It's The Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Mix 107.9.
It's Matt. And JD's been in today as my friend. Ramona Holloway's in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And The Bachelor was all night.
Yes, The Bachelor. You know I'm a member of Bachelor Nation. What's up, Emily? That would be Emily Maynard. I don't know her, but I pretend like I do.
You sure do. But it's,
But The Bachelor was on last night, and one of the bachelorettes featured vying to get the attention and an eventual ring from Joey, a tennis pro, Medina Alam, from right here in Charlotte. Now, here's one of the reasons why I think that she's the real deal.
Okay.
I have checked out her social media. Mm-hmm. She is a therapist, she is a model, and she owns her sexuality, but she also owns the fact that she has some great information to share about especially anxiety. She's a therapist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So She has that going for her. Her meet cute moment last night, because the girl who does, like, who shows up, you know, dressed like a dinosaur and says, you know, you're the bedrock of my love. She's.
You mean they that's when they first walk
when
in?
When they first meet.
On the promo, there was somebody that opened and a bunch of like tennis balls fell out or something.
That's our girl.
Oh, okay.
That's our girl.
Well, that was
that's our girl.
What was it?
Let's put the crown on her, okay? Queen City Queen.
What was her line? Why was the tennis? Because he's a tennis guy.
He's a tennis pro.
Uh-huh. And so she had the yes, and she said something about his balls or something, or what happened?
Yeah, there was sassy
innuendo, double
innuendo,
entendre.
And so that made it a meet cute, like I want to take a swing for you, I want to bounce my way into your heart. She was like, let's have fun.
Yeah,
let's have some fun.
For a tennis guy though, love means nothing. Get it? Love tennis.
Really? Really?
It took
and
while, JD,
that dad
you?
Joke no, was I, sponsored I, by I, no one. I, no one.
It is the Morning Mix.
Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
All righty. It's the Morning Mix. Ramona Holloway is in. What you got, Ramona?
Good morning, Matt Man. Good morning, Lonnie. I have a true confession to make. You already know this, Matt Man. I told you part of the story. I don't know if I told you the part of the story where my friend Ramona Rolloway showed up at work on Friday. To give you a little background, on Wednesday, it was marathon meeting day for me. 10 a.m., to 4:30 p.m.
That's brutal.
Like, no break, just straight.
Brutal.
And then Friday, I missed a meeting. Like, I didn't notice it on my phone. Like, I'm still getting used to the technology that office people use because I've never used that. I'm in a new role as the community affairs manager for Radio 1 Charlotte, all six of the stations. And I've been working on this idea for a mental and behavioral health program that goes across all six of our stations that highlights grassroots organizations that work in the mental health and behavioral health and recovery space. So there's this program that we've been talking about with the ABC board and various people in the mental health community, and it's coming together. And Ramona's like, wow, yeah. And part of it was this opportunity for people to connect around this program. And we discussed it on Wednesday. Then on Friday, I found out that it wasn't going to be incorporated. Now, when I thought it through, not being incorporated for a very, very good reason.
Okay.
But when Ramona found out that, like, literally an hour and a half, 2 hours of her meeting time on Wednesday had just been wiped out.
As far as your version of it, yeah.
Whew.
Took
Ramona
a toll.
Rolloway started saying words that are just not safe for Sunday school.
Oh, we've been there. Most people have been there.
That's a, you get out of here, young lady, and clean up your mouth. Like,
yeah.
And the poor salesperson, God love her. I'm so grateful for her. Her name is Mickey. And she just talked to me like this the whole time, Ramona.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
She kept it steady.
Oh, my
steady
gosh. The course. Oh, my gosh.
Steady the course.
The patience of Job. We're just gonna pivot that. Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
This is what we do. We pivot. We figure out different ways to do things, but it's going to be okay. And after, like, many, many words that rhyme with duck, alliterations of it, like, I got creative with it.
Like me.
Then finally, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ramina, Ramona Rolloway, like, full on, I'm not getting my way toddler. Because now, after those words, you know what's next. Here come the tears.
Uh-oh. Waterworks.
Ah, not the tears.
At work.
I haven't cried at work in a long time because because I'm a tear person. I'm passionate, the tears are coming.
You are.
I don't care if we're talking about sandwiches. If I'm passionate, it's coming out.
Yeah, well, okay? There's no question. I've seen it.
And it's going to be tears. So now come the tears. Poor Mickey. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
She's still on the other end of the phone.
Yeah,
I might have hung up on me by this time.
I would.
I might have found like another meeting to go like, oh, wait. Ooh, Ramon, don't listen. I got somebody else on the line. Ooh.
She was begging it.
She was just so.
Begging for it to be over.
One of those people at work you need
steady
in moments
influence.
Like that.
Yeah. Steady in the ship.
So then finally, I come off my my toddler tantrum with a shaky thing in my voice. I guess I just have to manage my expectations.
Which, by that point, it doesn't matter what you say.
Which is true.
Manage your expectations.
Manage your expectations. And I saw Mickey in the hallway yesterday, and she said, you know what, Ramona? It turns out you're human.
Jeez, I could have told her that.
You would not have given me the correct response.
Probably
you would
not.
Have been like, go back in there and say anthem. Yeah. Like, no, I can't listen to you.
I would have got some pitchforks.
You're not that voice.
Yeah, pitchforks and fire.
You're not that voice,
sir. Yeah, probably not. You're
I'm
right.
thankful for the people who are, and I'm also thankful for the times that you tell me that I need to stand
crank
up for
it up.
Myself.
Yeah, it's a combo. Yeah. Combo platter. It's the morning mix, Matt and Prince. Did part one of managing expectations and meltdown.
Yeah, I had, I'll say my friend Ramona Rolloway. Some of you might know her as Ramina. She had a little meltdown on the phone with a very patient coworker on Friday. And here is the part that I find so freaking hilarious, is that my meltdown, see the connection here, was over a program that I am creating to promote mental and behavioral health. What?
What the irony?
You're having a
silliness.
Meltdown?
About
saying
meltdowns.
A word that rhymes with duck over and over again with a poor coworker who was on the other line. Like, what the?
You weren't listening to your own advice.
Was I in meetings for from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday for what? I mean, you wanted to.
You were insane. You were insane.
Level 10.
Insane.
Because, and here's the thing. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, I was having a toddler moment. And then I finally, after many moments of being talked down, I finally got to the point where it's like, I got to manage my expectations. But for me, the connecting part is huge. And the project is still going strong. It's not starting the date I had initially hoped. It's still gaining so much momentum, and it's doing so with opportunities to connect with other people, just other people who believe in mental and behavioral health. There's an opioid town hall meeting, Belmont Abbey, tonight. For fun, for making our homes feel good, noon to 2 on Friday at the Charlotte Home and Landscaping Show. Another opportunity to connect over stuff that we love, like getting outdoors and experiencing nature. That's the NCRVDA, the RV show.
Ooh,
that's on Saturday, 1 to 3. You know. So their time, get out, connect. It's great for our mental health, and I'm a commercial for it.
Yes, you are. Indeed,
I am a
you
commercial
are. Listen to
for
yourself.
It.
Listen to your own stuff.
I do.
Check all that information on Ramona Holloway on the various socials. It's the Morning Mix. Morning Mix. Matt Harris. Ramona Holloway is here. And I had put on Facebook the question about the odd, weird things that people asked for, either as they were kids or their kids asked them for. And somebody just posted that their friend's daughter was 7 and went a cadaver. For Christmas.
Yikes!
She wanted to see what the insides look
are
like. I get it.
People who are afraid of their young children. Because if my child asked for a cadaver, I don't know whether I would be so proud that maybe they were taking an interest in, you know, surgery or like concerned that I think we have a little serial killer.
Well, one of the parents did have their kid asked for surgery videos to watch. Wanted a gallbladder surgery to watch, specifically.
I like that interest, you know.
What was yours? You wanted an animal.
I wanted a chimpanzee.
Specifically a chimpanzee.
Yes.
Not just a, like, because somebody here said they wanted a marmoset monkey. And the mom would give them stuffed animal monkeys. They're like, that's, I, well, you don't play.
Yeah. My mom just straight up looked at my, she wasn't going to get a, waste her money on a stuffed animal. No.
You're not getting a dog.
No.
You weren't getting a dog or a cat or a
like
monkey.
These parents were like, oh, my child has been bullied because they don't have a Stanley Cup. Had I told my mom that I was teased for the Kmart cup that I had, my mom would have gone all the way off. Like, well, you tell those kids to have their parents buy you if their parents are nice. So fancy, you know. No.
Ramona's got a couple of appearances this weekend. Rock them out for me. Let me know.
Tonight. I am hoping that everyone who cares about the opioid crisis in Gaston County will show up at Belmont Abbey. There is a forum happening there tonight. Then we're looking at some fun opportunities to connect over things that we like to do. I love decorating. I love making my home look like a place that I want to love and live in. Noon to 2, Charlotte Home and Landscaping Show. That's at Cabarrus Arena. And then 1 to 3 on Saturday, the RV Show!
Yeah, there you go. RVing. It's the Morning Mix. So there you go. That's a wrap. Reach out. Ramona Holloway socials, Matt Harris socials, Charlotte Morning Mix socials. Talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.